Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 195 of the Smart Marks Podcast. It's me. I'm your host this week. Your lonely, only host, Mateo83. Find me Mateo83 on Twitter and Instagram. You guys can follow Jeremy. He's not here right now because he is sick. Sicker than a dog. You can follow him on Twitter, JVader82. I believe he uses the same name on Instagram as well. I got a text message from Jeremy about 4 o'clock, or so about 3 hours before recording time, saying that he was feeling pretty sick. You know, it's hard, you know, when you're a father or two and you're watching the kids by yourself. And on top of that, you're dealing with, you know, gonorrhea all the time. So fortunately for Jeremy, he's not going to be able to make it to this episode. It was okay. Good. Usually around this time, usually before WrestleManias and SummerSlams and big pay-per-views like that, we kind of do a little bit of a short episode, if no episode at all, just to kind of gather our energy, so to speak. Next week's show is going to be a big show. I promise you guys on that one. That's going to be our TakeOver and SummerSlam preview shows. So I'm really, really looking forward to doing those shows next week with you guys. So it's just going to be me this week real quick. I'm just going to do some recaps and looking at news. Just stuff that we would usually do this, you know, what we do pretty much all the shows. Did get a lot of requests for Dusty Road, Randy Savage questions. Unfortunately, those will not get answered this week. Don't worry, guys. Building them up all till next week. So I'm going to make sure Jeremy loads up on the vitamin C, all the energy drinks he can drink. I don't know. Just so he has energy to pull off all these questions. And guys, I got some great ones. You guys sent in some great requests this week. And I can't wait for our big episode next week so we can actually pull those off. Looking forward to Jeremy actually going forward and reading them. If you guys want to submit more on Facebook and Twitter, you can do hashtag Ask the Marks, or you can just write us on Facebook and request a Dusty Rhodes, Randy Savage question for the ghost of Dusty Rhodes or Randy Savage. Sorry about that. But do that. It's going to be interesting. We're going to have a debate next week, and it's going to be amazing. Actually, that's what was supposed to go on this week. And I'm so disappointed that it's not going to happen. I was actually looking forward to hearing this. So next week, we got a big episode for you guys. Looking forward to doing that. We'll warn you, though. That episode might be delayed. I will be flying out of the country this coming week. And if all goes well on schedule, I will be back in time to do the show. But if not, I will not be a part of the show next week. I could probably, if I'm not going to be able to do it, I'll leave it in the hands of Jeremy and possibly another co-host, usually before big shows like this, especially SummerSlam. And I'm usually the one that misses the SummerSlam shows because I'm usually out about this time of the year. Wasn't out last year, but this year, going back out of town or back out of the country, if you guys have been listening to this show for quite a while, usually know this is the time I leave. And this is probably one of the few times I don't do the show unless I'm like deathly, gravely sick. But looking forward to this trip. And we'll do the show next week when I come back. If I'm not here, then you guys will still get a show. Don't worry about that. But yeah, so quick news real quick, because that's what quick news is. It's really quick. Going to go over some wrestling news. Hey, guys, the Street Profits finally debuted on NXT this week after weeks and weeks of vignettes. Finally, we got Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford. Successful debut, and they also took on the debuting tag team in the Metro Brothers, which are a direct ripoff of Deuce and Domino. If you guys don't know who Deuce and Domino are, shame on you. Cliff Compton? You guys don't know who Cliff Compton is? Come on. But yeah, so I mean, great match, and not like 5 stars, but a great showcase match for the Street Profits. I mean, that's a good match for, I knew Angelo Dawkins from before. Wasn't too familiar on Montez Ford. And as far as I know, Montez Ford has no indie training under his belt. Did a great job. Seems like a natural. He's almost like Dolph Ziggler natural-esque. Like the dude was in the Marines, I think, or some form of military, and just on a whim went to got a tryout from WWE and impressed everybody, impressed me this week on NXT. Thought he did a great job. And so check out the Street Profits coming. I love the vignettes. I thought they were hilarious and pretty cool. The whole Red Cup Nation, I don't get, but it's connecting with the fans. And if you guys can find a gimmick that works, that's awesome. And that's what they've done. So I think the Street Profits are going to do pretty good in NXT. I can definitely see these guys. They came off as baby faces this week, but I can definitely see these guys turning heel down the road. Also, looks like it's going to be Johnny Gargano versus Andrade Cien Almas for TakeOver. That was confirmed or challenged by Zelina Vega earlier tonight on NXT. I actually had to watch NXT before, so this is one of the few times I get to watch is when Jeremy's sick. I watch NXT and then immediately record the show right after. I try to go as fast as I can. In other news, Vince McMahon is apparently upset, furious, with Shinsuke Nakamura for dropping John Cena on his head. Guys, I'm pulling all the news from WrestlingInc.com. But this was reported by Justin Barrasso of Sports Illustrated. He reported that Vince McMahon was furious with Shinsuke Nakamura for dropping John Cena on his head and neck when he hit him with the reverse exploder suplex near the end of the main event match on SmackDown Live last week. Luckily for John Cena, he did not suffer a serious injury. SmackDown Live general manager Daniel Bryan announced on last night's show that Cena will face Baron Corbin at SummerSlam next week, or in the next 2 weeks. Should be awesome. According to Barrasso, McMahon's anger was more in defense of Cena than an indictment of Nakamura, since the WWE chairman and CEO has not lost faith in him. However, if Nakamura makes another big mistake like that again, McMahon will have an entirely different opinion of him. McMahon might be the only one upset with Nakamura for the botched spot. Mike Johnson of PW Insider reported last week that people backstage saw the error as a fluke. Cena himself did not seem upset about it either. Nakamura immediately apologized to Cena after the match, to which Cena replied, "Don't be sorry." If you guys saw that, then you definitely saw. I mean, you saw what we're talking about here. I guess Charlotte Flair suffered a bit of a wardrobe malfunction on SmackDown Live. I missed that. I didn't see that. I guess there was parts of the show I didn't see. Nothing like craziness, but she did make fun of herself. Literally, she got a bit of a wedgie. And on top of that, she actually retweeted the picture of the view from a fan. Charlotte put a moon over her butt, which hilarious. So good sport, Charlotte. Awesome stuff on that. There's more details coming out about Enzo's backstage heat. In addition to reports of Enzo and Moore being kicked off a tour bus during WWE's European Tour in May, Justin Barrasso, again of Sports Illustrated, reports that there is a heat on the dirty old for bringing a series of questionable guests backstage. Some WWE wrestlers are upset with Amore because his friends broke a locker room etiquette by filming video and taking photos of them backstage. They feel Amore should know better, quote unquote. Barrasso also says that Amore is venturing into the music business, which creates another conflict with WWE and could even land him on the list of future Endeavor talent. Dave Meltzer reported in the latest issue of the Wrestling Observer newsletter that Amore got kicked off the tour bus after being overheard talking negatively about the wrestling industry while bragging about how much money he is earning from WWE. I just don't think you do that kind of thing. I mean, why put down an amazing job that you're getting paid to do? I mean, that kind of stuff really annoys me. The tour bus incident came up on the WWE's Network Bring It to the Table show last Monday, with JBL saying the odds are completely against Enzo making it in WWE due to his heat with wrestlers. Corey Graves also said on that show that he personally doesn't like Amore, but he hopes that Amore behaves exactly... Sorry. He said that Amore behaves exactly like his television persona 24 hours a day, and since he sees him day after day, he sees him being loud and bragging about who he partied with in L.A. gets tiring. Graves, however, feels that Amore is valuable to WWE, not noting that he's popular with the fans, sells a lot of merchandise, and does well in a quarter-hour ratings for Raw. So, according to Barrasso, Big Cass often stood up and protected Amore. However, Cass' promo during the breakup angle on Raw, where he expressed his frustration with them, was based on how people in WWE perceived Amore. Just bad news on the front for Enzo Amore. It does not look good. I mean, I want the guy to succeed. We all want Enzo to succeed. I mean, it sucks when a tag team gets split up and you kind of worry about what half the tag team's going to do. Speaking of tag teams, WWE is reporting that Scott Dawson recently suffered a right bicep injury that will likely require surgery. That would be a Knicks again on the Revival. Also, that's going to put reportedly a match with the Hardys out of the books, since the injury itself will take 3 to 6 weeks to heal if the surgery is not required. If surgery is required, he could be out for up to 6 months. So, hoping good news on the side of Scott Dawson. Hey, also, more injury news, guys. Bayley is out of SummerSlam as well. She was reported to be taking on Alexa Bliss. She was a number one contender. You saw very well, if you watch Raw, that she's still suffering, lingering from that shoulder injury. It's going to take a little bit longer to recover. She's not going to be able to be at SummerSlam, so we're going to be announcing a new number one contender soon. We saw Sasha Banks and Nia Jax win their matches respectively, so they'll be going up against each other, I assume, this Monday. And the winner will go on to face Alexa Bliss, which is very interesting, being that, you know, Nia Jax and Alexa have had this little bit of a storyline, kind of like where they're working together. So I don't see Nia winning anytime soon until Alexa drops that belt and maybe Nia gets tired of it, turns babyface, and goes out there Alexa in the end. Speaking of other injuries, Alfred Kanoa's latest blog on Forbes was like, Paige possibly returning to WWE and how it could help ratings. He wrote, on a grander scale in WWE, whether the promotion ignores her issues outside of the ring or not, fans will be quite interested to see the direction of one of the pro wrestling's premier lightning rods. I hope we see Paige sometime soon. I mean, there was that rumor of her being at Raw last week. It looked like it was her, but apparently it was Sasha Banks in zombie makeup for some weird photo shoot that was going on. Still, I could have swore it was Paige. I don't even think it was Sasha in zombie makeup. Do you guys? I don't know. Talking about Charlotte a while ago with her wardrobe malfunction. Looks like she's got a little bit of beef with Sienna from GFW. In case you missed it on Twitter, Unified GFW Knockouts Champion Sienna took to Twitter last night, or actually the other night, and called out Charlotte Flair for copying her look and mannerisms. As this writing, Flair has not responded, but she did post a photo with the hashtag TeaTime hashtag this morning. You can see both posts on WrestlingInc.com. Sienna tweeted, I ignore the feathers in the makeup, but the pinky? Really? If you need anything else from me, just let me know. And she tagged Charlotte and hashtag pinkies up with the tea and the frogs. I don't get the frog, but looks crazy. I mean, yeah, you put them side by side, and Sienna's been doing it for a little bit longer, but Sienna's doing it on a smaller scale, and you can't really blame Charlotte for, you know, I don't even think she's aware of GFW, to be honest. I mean, granted, Bram was wrestling there while they were still married, but like, was she even really aware of, you know, what Sienna's doing in GFW? I don't think so. I mean, I think they're so busy that they're probably, a lot of people don't know what's going on in GFW. So that's a bit of news for right now. Looks like Kairi Sane is going to start working. She's going to work a WWE NXT live event, so that should be pretty awesome to watch. WWE NXT has announced that Kairi Sane, who recently competed at the Mae Young Classic tapings, will be making her NXT live event debut Thursday in St. Petersburg. That is actually tonight. If you guys listen to this on Thursday the 10th of August, then yeah, she'll be making her debut tonight at St. Petersburg. So congratulations to that crowd. Kairi Sane, or as a lot of you guys probably know her in the independents as Kairi Hojo, an amazing talent. Great talent, and she is really awesome to watch. YouTube those matches, guys. You will not be sorry. This appears to be her first WWE match outside of the tournament. It was reported that Sane suffered a concussion during the tapings and that she was dealing with neck pain, but it appears she has been cleared to wrestle. That was also an issue, I think, going into possibly her being signed by WWE, was the fact that she's been a victim of some concussions. And people were worried about her doing that. I mean, Kairi Sane's going to be a great talent. And she's going to learn how to work the NXT system and the American system. It's a little bit safer, in my opinion. Like, you don't take as many risks. So maybe she won't be having to take so many bad spots. Guys, another show gets canceled. This time not on the network, but Kathy Kelly's show. Her NXT recap shows that she does on Twitter and Facebook, that got canceled. How do you cancel a Facebook show? Seriously, And poor Kathy Kelly, she tweeted and said, thought we were safe. You're never safe from a Vince McMahon pay cut. That's all I have to say. So after a dismal Monday Night Raw last week, we had a pretty good one this week with the Last Man Standing match with Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman. Really awesome stuff. That was a really good match. I'm okay with the outcome. Fans have pointed out like a huge error with the reffing and the referee in the match was the fact that he didn't count the 10 while Braun Strowman was still on the ground in the Last Man Standing match, where Samoa Joe was technically holding up Roman Reigns with the sleeper hold with the Coquina clutch. And so in all honesty, Roman Reigns should have won that match. But WWE tends to make up their own rules. We see it all the time. But, are we really that mad? Is it really going to affect SummerSlam? No, it's not. I mean, we still got an amazing main event, which I'm pretty sure is going to be the main event, the Fatal 4-Way with Braun Strowman, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, and some other jabroni. Samoa Joe. It should be a lot of fun to watch, guys. Speaking of Raw, we got the nice build-up for Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose teasing the Shield reunion. Will it happen? Won't it happen? Will they announce this match? Hopefully soon. Let's do this. Let's not wait till the week before SummerSlam to fill out the rest of your card. Come on, guys. Nice build-up for Finn Balor and Bray Wyatt. That should be awesome. I mean, I said fill out the show, but we already got 11 matches on the card. Four-hour show this year, man. Four-hour show. I'm probably going to add a few more matches to this card. Before I wrap things up here, guys, we're going to go over NXT Brooklyn 3, the match card that we got so far. Six matches on the show. We got Andrade Almas taking on Johnny Gargano. Aleister Black versus Hideo Itami, the Author of Pain, taking on Sanity for the Tag Team Championships of NXT. Asuka taking on Ember Moon for the NXT Women's Champion. And Bobby Roode taking on Drew McIntyre for the NXT Championship. That's a lot of heels. A lot of heels with belts on this card. Finally, I think we're going to see some title changes. I mean, how many NXTs have we gone through with no title changes? So, looking forward to this show. Every NXT is going to be amazing. The next night, next Sunday, on August 20th, 11 matches announced so far. 11, and that's why next week's show is going to be jam-packed and awesome. 11 matches so far. We got Alexa Bliss taking on Sasha Banks or Nia Jax for the WWE Women's Raw Championship. John Cena versus Baron Corbin. Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt. Big Show versus Big Cass with Enzo Amore suspended above the ring in a shark cage. That is making its return. Randy Orton versus Rusev. Neville taking on Akira Tozawa for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. The New Day defending their tag team SmackDown Tag Team Championships against Jimmy and Jey Uso. AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens, a special guest referee Shane McMahon for the United States Championship. Naomi defending her WWE SmackDown Women's Championship against Natty. And then we got Jinder Mahal taking on Shinsuke Nakamura for the WWE Championship. And Brock Lesnar defending the reigning, all that stuff, suplex machine Brock Lesnar taking on, defending his championship against Roman Reigns, Samoa Joe, and Braun Strowman. Should be a good show. It's going to be jam-packed. So many hours of wrestling. 4 hours on Sunday. 2 hours on Saturday. 6 hours right there. That's my whole weekend. But I'm going to love it. And if you're listening to this show, you're going to love it too, because we do. We do have a few listeners that listen to the show and don't even watch wrestling. And if you're listening to the show right now, send in a Randy Savage, Dusty Rhodes request. I want to hear your request, no matter how crazy they are. They're going to be talking about elbow drops next week. Elbow drops. I'm summoning the spirits right now that they talk about whatever else. They can talk about and even Spider-Man movie-like questions. Prepare yourself, Jeremy. I don't care if you're sick or not. Prepare yourself. This is what happens when I do a show solo. I keep it short and sweet. And I think it's okay. So that's going to be about it. I mean, I could drag this on for another 10 minutes. But really, guys, that's just doing too much damage to myself. So on that note, hey guys, you can send us your questions or comments and follow us on Twitter at smart_marks. You're more than welcome to follow me on my personal account. You can follow me, Mateo83, on Twitter. You can follow Jeremy, JVader82, spell it all out, JAYVADER. The number is 82 on Twitter. You can also follow me, Mateo83, on Instagram and TheMateo83 on Snapchat. Hey, like us on Facebook. There you can interact with us and our fans of the show. You can follow us on Tumblr and Instagram. And if you hate social media altogether and want to ask a question anyway, email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, that email, smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use our referral link at provengamer.com. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link, which shows that you're a fan of the show. And we'll get a little bit of help from Amazon to help keep those lights on. Remember, you can stream, download, rate the show from iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and provengamer.com. Be sure to give us that 5-star Frog Splash rating and leave a funny review or a promo that I can read on the show. While you're there at provengamer.com, you can also check out awesome game reviews and articles and other podcasts, such as the Trophy Horse Podcast, Nintendo Dual Screens, and there's some other ones coming out. Look for those if you guys are into podcasts, if you're into wrestling, if you're into video games, provengamer.com, that one-stop shop. Thanks for listening, Marcus. Once again, I am Matt. Jeremy's not here, but guess what? We will catch you guys next week on the Smart Marks Podcast. Peace out.